has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy lighting supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save 10% every day. Buy in bulk and save 10% on the things you use every day, like recessed lighting and light bulbs. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy, as peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves have great promo games left, including Bobblehead, Superhero, and American Girl Days. Tickets start at $11. In the NHL, the Blackhawks trail the Wild by 7 points. Tonight, they play at Minnesota. Corey Crawford likely getting the start in net. The Wild are pretty hot at home lately, winning 4 of their last 5. In the NBA, the Bulls are off until Friday when they host Phoenix. The Lakers have fired GM Mitch Kupchak and Executive VP Jim Buss. Magic Johnson has been named President of Basketball Operations. And reports have Johnson looking at agent Rob Pelinka become GM. Pelinka is Kobe Bryant's agent and president of Landmark Sports Agency. In baseball, Miguel Montero and Joe Maddon, they had a mandate over the weekend. They worked out all their issues from last season.
We didn't really talk about last year a whole lot. Talked about now. Talked about, you know, the beautiful things. We won a World Series together. And it's about moving forward. I mean, really, we did not. There was not a lot of hashing about the past. It was about now and what's going to happen next.
Yeah, there was wine, there was dancing, but it wasn't that late of a night. Our first spring broadcast is Sunday when the Cubs take on the Indians at 1:55. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, he addressed the media today regarding the CBA.
The basic agreement contains a 2-year rule change process.
Rule change.
Our rights, the club's rights, are much stronger in year 2 of that process.
Thank God.
And we intend to pursue our agenda for change into year 2 of that process for the benefit of the game and the benefit of the fans.
Yeah, everyone has an agenda. On the south side, the White Sox, they face the Dodgers Saturday afternoon at Camelback Ranch. Charlie Tilson is down for 10 days with a stress reaction in his right foot. Manfred also did say that a renovated Wrigley Field would be a great venue for an all-star game, and I agree. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Land Rover Above and Beyond. Swing in the spring with the Chicago Golf Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. The Score is Bernstein and Golf. You know those two guys. They'll be broadcasting live on Friday from 1 to 6. Come check out the show and grab some Score swag. For information, visit cbschicago.com/events. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
This entire Sammy thing, never seen a fan base turn. turn on a guy the way that turn happened.
I had a tremendous career in Chicago. When nobody knew who Chicago was, I put Chicago on the map.
You're talking baseball-wise? You're talking about the Cubs? I mean, you can't be talking about the Cubs because Harry was doing that for a while.
How about Al Capone? Is thinking like, hey, what about me? You got nothing. You got no case. Hey, it's the way it used to be before Jordan. You travel outside the country.
Capone.
Chicago, bang, bang. And well, now they're back to saying that.
Unfortunately.
Right?
A man become preeminent. He's expected to have enthusiasms. 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 What am I? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
Well, that was a very long question.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah. You've gotten a lot accomplished today, huh?
I think so.
Not really.
We had an awesome interview. Depends on what you think it is we do.
Well, we talked to Matt Miller at 2, right? We kind of talked to Chuck Wasserstrom at 2:40.
I'm not quite sure what that was or why it was.
Yeah, go back to the podcast and check that one out.
It's a
Bernstein and Golf all-timer. It might be number one on the list.
We got a couple already.
Yeah, old Timmy. Timmy Anderson.
Yep. We've got a couple skins up there already, don't we? Joel Myers was a trip, as always
he was cool.
Is. He's always so good.
That's about it. Show should be over now, but we got to hang out for another hour.
Caller 6 to the contest line 312-591-6700 wins a 4-pack of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show February 24th through the 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Swing into spring and visit chicagogolfshow.com for more information. Talking about Dexter Fowler over the weekend and just what he said about how the travel ban from the executive order when it caused a lot of consternation because his wife is an Iranian immigrant. And his daughter now half Iranian. It changes the way that she's looked at, too, when it comes to international travel. And people got all angry with him. And then everybody got angry with the angry people. And then everybody got divvied up into camps and put into the different baskets. So this is representative of Cardinals fans. And this is representative. And the fact is, nobody knows it's representative of anything.
Right.
You don't know. No, nobody knows. It's just people screaming into the ether, and there's a lot of awful people out there.
Like what's happening right now at 670-11. And for the people who don't know,
this text screen.
Well, this is the thing. For the people who don't know, we can see your previous text. So the people who have been screaming at every show about this issue and not changing their argument at all, and answer my question: is she a citizen? Like that guy has texted that 5 times to
every
five
show.
Different shows.
Yeah.
Like he started with Robert. Like what are you doing? Are you still arguing this? Obviously, you're not getting through to anyone. And, no one is acknowledging you except for me because I want to make fun of you.
And you're not working, apparently.
Either that or you're working all the time, around the clock, while you've got...
Trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, while you've got radio.com so you booming in your ears.
Buy your opiates. Joe in St. Charles, you're on The Score.
Hey, you know, I'm 65 years old.
Congratulations, man. That's a good long life.
Yeah. Well, I hope it goes a little longer. But anyway, you know, I was an old hippie, liberal kind of guy. But in all honesty, I had like... prejudice. I have 2 daughters. They're in their 30s now. Doesn't seem to be much of an issue to them. I have a granddaughter who's going to graduate high school and go to college, okay, in the next, like, couple of months. And I'm going to tell you, it was a little bit of an issue for me. Not much any of that stuff for my daughters. And you know what?
What's the it, though? What's
an issue?
What's the it, Joe?
Well, you know, just like...
you can speak freely with us, man.
Yeah, well, racism, differences, all that, okay? But I can say that my granddaughter, okay, it's not an issue for her at all.
Well, yeah, because she's around more people probably than you are.
My point is, okay, is that I guess it's a process. It's too bad it takes a long time.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be generational. We're not talking about natural selection here.
Yeah.
We're talking about people just actually thinking about things.
Well, people are evolving, and I think in a positive way, a lot of them.
Well,
Yeah, I wish that, I wish the evidence suggested that. But see, I think that's the wrong. I think looking at it as an evolutionary model is wrong, because we understand that evolution has occurred because only certain adaptive traits get passed along, and those without those traits die off. So that doesn't work in this case. It's about teaching people, and it's about parenting and traveling.
It's about cultural exchanging,
traveling, yeah, welcoming people, mm-hmm, and just being around people who don't look like you or sound like you, and understand that they're not threatening just for those reasons.
Very simple. Well, it seems like it's very simple.
Just listening to people. When somebody says, hey, this is how I feel, that's saying, well, who cares what you know? You're putting putting gender into the discussion. You're putting race into the discussion. Yes,
they get scared.
They just want to be, people just want their perspectives, mm-hmm, heard. That's all. And everybody is better off just to kind of listen to what they have to say.
Uniformity is boring. And the unique things and the unique challenges that every group of people brings to this country, it's what makes you special. And the like we talk about the fabric of the country and what it has become. And for instance, I as a kid, you know, being raised by two foreign parents, and Brendan and I always make jokes about having foreigner parents and how our upbringings were a little bit different. But
I was raised by members of foreign.
Yeah.
I was
told that, you know, you can't blame everything on everybody else, because even if it is somebody else's fault, nobody cares. So I had to, you know, get over and get past a lot of things that my peers didn't have to. I see my peers' parents arguing certain things that my parents would never argue. Like, oh, yeah, that's why you got that D, because that teacher didn't like you and all that other. And that never came out of my parents' mouths. Now, when my parents acknowledged certain things, like, yo, you got to work over that, or you got to be better than that. Or guess what, Jay? You know, you're not going to go to the school that you like because it's not as diverse as we would like you to be around as far as a group of people. So, yeah, the older you get, hopefully you grow and evolve. But, you know, you can start here. And I'm glad your kids have changed or are a little bit different in their thinking than you are, because that means that, you know, the
something's working.
Yeah,
might be working slowly, but something's working.
The American dream is working for everybody around them. That's part of the American dream too, being around people that are different than you.
It's some news stories that are developing here. We should mention David Aldridge is reporting that the Timberwolves' pursuit of Derrick Rose is very strong.
Yeah,
league source says Thibs wants to do this.
Yeah, he's wanting to get rid of Ricky Rubio from the moment he took that job.
And also, Jeff Darlington is reporting the Bears have actively begun shopping Jay Cutler. Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, and then when they know you're going to waive him, right, they're not going to offer you much. Sam and Elgin, you're on the score.
Oh, speaking of our people who are 65 and 66, should I say, I want to ask you two questions about Greg Luzinski.
What? Why?
Why not?
No, I'm just curious.
There it is.
Why is
great rebuttal
of everything that's going on? Why is Greg Luzinski top of mind?
That's awesome.
I don't know. It's been on my mind for a couple of days, and only you two could answer it for me, probably.
Well, Sam, what was when did it start? What happened? What was the moment you were like, Greg Luzinski? Like, did you jump up and scream in church? Like, what happened?
I think I did a YouTube search and tried to get the commentary of him hitting a home run on the roof of Luzinski. I believe it was in 1983, too, one of them.
Yeah, he did. Multiple times.
Right, three times. So how far did he have to hit it? Did him and Ron Kittle have to hit it to get on the roof of Luzinski? And growing up in Chicago at the same age as Terry Borst, did they possibly know each other beforehand?
Oh, Jesus.
What about thanks?
Dan? Did who know each other beforehand?
Terry Borst and Greg Luzinski. They're the same age. They grew up in Chicago, right? That was the second question.
What? Whatever happened to Juan Pizarro and the guy I used to grow up with?
Yeah, I think.
Is it young Bob?
Yeah, call Bob and see if there's an extra room in his place.
See if Bob was wandering in Elgin about 30, 40 years ago.
I think Sam needs bingo night and an ice cream social.
I remember Jungle Jim Rivera.
Sam probably just got off of work, and for a couple of days now, because we were off yesterday for President's Day, for a couple of days, Greg Luzinski has been on his mind, and he could not wait to call up the Bernstein and Goff show, and especially you, Dan Bernstein, because you would have hit that it on Terry the roof. Knowledge.
Did Carlton Fisk put it on the roof?
And put it on the glass.
Put it on the board, yes. And Kirk Gibson famously hit a Tom Seaver pitch well over the roof.
Look at Dan answering that question.
I don't know, it's the, the exact distance, but oh boy. I'm going to call these guys and finally get this answered once and for all. And the other one was, so Greg Luzinski, who grew up in Niles, and Terry, who grew up in Stager. No. No, unless they were playing travel baseball tournaments against each other. I don't think they were palling around together, taking in wrestling at the amphitheater.
This is a matchup of ugly.
Yes, unless they met at the ugly pageant. He had a sash that said Niles, and Terry had the sash that says
this year's Creek contestant.
Hey, we're here again.
He is the Bill Russell of ugly. He's won 11 of these in the last 13 years, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Niles always has strong programs as long as there's a Luzinski involved.
Doing the post-game interview about ugly. Well, I mean, that guy, I mean, he had a weird song accident.
Hey, hey, hey. South Side, this is Emmanuel on the score.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay.
All right, Jason, I want to say congrats, man. You come a long way from the brother I randomly heard behind the mic every now and then.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Beautiful thing to see, man.
Thank you.
Dan, I was wondering, you were entering one of your famous dusty tirades.
When? Transposed the brothers.
Wait, when was I doing that?
You were just doing your dusty tirade, were you here?
Hold on. First of all, there's no tirade, and I was talking about an article that Bob Nightingale wrote about letters that he received, specifically mentioning how it was impossible to determine, and he didn't, as a journalist in that article, did not determine exactly from where those letters came, so it was unfair to paint Chicago necessarily as racist by using those letters and only those letters when there was no effort to find out where they came from. And I was just using that in context to talk about how difficult it is to determine where some of the vile Dexter Fowler vitriol comes from. That is the furthest thing from a Dusty Baker tirade.
Okay, that was a very eloquent response. But what I'm mainly speaking to is the fact that will you ever give him credit for Chicago Cubs venturing to even dare try to win before he got here?
I'm not arguing something a decade old or more. This makes absolutely no sense.
Really? You just said when he commented about putting Chicago on the map, what he was talking about. He was talking about
Sammy
Chicago
Sosa. Sammy, that wasn't Dusty Baker. That was Sammy Sosa.
We were dancing in the street and we were 500.
You're very confused. Those words were Sammy Sosa's words, not Dusty Baker's.
I'm a Cubs fan since the 80s, and we're 500. It was time to dance.
The put Chicago on the map comment was Sammy Sosa.
Okay.
Dusty Baker.
Okay.
And we're criticizing Sammy Sosa for being wrong about that.
Okay. I'm talking about merely the fact that the Cubs weren't even considering winning until Dusty
I don't know here. What you're... Had done, it that. Was Sammy Sosa who said it.
Okay.
All right, that's a confused man on the South Side.
Well, a few of them.
That's I don't quite that last couple of calls there.
Shout out to him for resisting throughout the entire conversation, though. He was not hearing the actual factuals of the situation. What do you do to people, man? Huh? Like you still? It is a talent for what? 17, 18 years.
And why are you arguing with these texters?
Huh? Oh, it's hilarious. Come on.
What? I don't know why you bother.
Yeah, come on. It's like breathing air. You know, it's reflexive at times. Well, come on. You got these guys on here who are very upset that we took no. I don't think the Dexter Fowler segment was political at all, but apparently the day one listener here. And there's been three of them. I've been listening since day one, and I'm done with you. Well, you had a good run.
Yeah. Not you. Oh, my God. No, not you.
had a good run, and we appreciate your time, and you know,
you're lying.
Yeah, well, of course. Not to mention
the same guy who texts that, you come in the next day and you click on the number, and you realize that there's the same guy.
17 texts.
Already 17 texts, and it was somebody who texted three times, texted every show. Yeah. I'm done listening to this crap.
Yeah, he says we have stations with qualified voices talking politics. I turn to your
listen
station
to whatever you to want. Escape.
First of all, I didn't think we were talking politics. The Dexter
we're
Fowler
about
thing.
Dexter Fowler.
The Dexter Fowler thing is about fans and their relation to. To athletes.
That's not politics. He didn't say anything
political as you can get.
He didn't say anything political. So Fowler.
It's tough on his family right now. What's happening?
His wife is Iranian. He was asked about his family. It wasn't political. He was asked about his own family, and he answered a question. There's nothing political about that.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Hey, you know, you gotta.
Why is he injecting race into everything?
Dexter.
Yeah, of course. Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
How many of those texts do we have to? I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, maybe you'll end up one day on an Instagram post. You know, the better you get, the more I post you. Because it's very, very creepy at times. And the stick to sports guys are out there. I thought I was sticking to sports. Hey, you want to stick to sports? How about this from the New York Post, Dan Bernstein?
Yeah.
And also from Black Sports Online, so I can piss off a certain amount of people there as well. Straight WNBA star. Lesbian culture broke my spirit. This is from Mark W. Sanchez from the New York Post. He writes, Candace Wiggins was a college star at Stanford, the third pick of the 2008 WNBA draft and the 2011 champion. And at the mountaintop of her basketball career, her sexuality marred the moment. There is a, quote, very, very harmful culture running throughout the WNBA, she says, which saw her get bullied during her eight-year career because she is heterosexual. Wiggins, who last played in the league in 2015, said she retired prematurely to leave a league that she estimated wildly is 98% lesbian and which is played in such isolation that it weighs on the people on the court. Quote, it wasn't like my dreams came true in the WNBA. It was quite the opposite. I wanted to play two more seasons of WNBA basketball, but the experience didn't lend itself to my mental state. It was a depressing state in the WNBA. It's not watched. Our value is diminished. It can be quite hard. I didn't like the culture inside the WNBA, and without revealing too much, it was toxic for me. My spirit was being broken. The 30-year-old couldn't take it anymore, being harassed for being straight and fighting for attention in a league that is starved. Quote, me being heterosexual and straight and being vocal in my identity as a straight woman was huge. I would say 98% of the women in the WNBA are gay women.
People are pushing back against the 98% figure, by the way.
Everybody knows it's 96.
There have been some well-written, lot of well-written things, very, very unhappy with some of her accusations.
Right, as they should be. It was a conformist type of place. There was a whole different set of rules they could apply. There was a lot of jealousy and competition, and we were all fighting for crumbs. The way I looked, the way I played, those things contributed to the tension. People were deliberately trying to hurt me all the time. I had never been called the B word so many times in my life than I was in my rookie season. I'd never been thrown to the ground so much. The message was, we want you to know we don't like you. So this is a heterosexual woman.
Maybe they don't like her because they just don't like her. I'm not denying the fact that people don't like her, but maybe, like you were saying, your parents always taught you. Maybe it's not because you are or are not something. Maybe they just don't like you.
Maybe it is what it is.
Judging from some of the response, that's kind of what people are saying, is they don't like you because they don't like you.
Yeah, and I know some young ladies and have conversed with some young ladies who have been around and in the WNBA, and you've heard the wide-ranging stories about young ladies being forced to go to gay bars as a team bonding event, or young ladies being left to their own devices because it's not that kind of deal. Depending on what kind of locker room you're in, I mean, you've got bad women the same way you've got bad men in a locker room. So this story, though, is starting to pick up steam in terms of, you know, anytime you start to talk about not just sexual equality, but also some of the issues that the WNBA faces in terms of marketing as well.
Oh, it's a loser business. Mm-hmm. It's just a bad business,
and will continue to be. And this won't help it at all. But I just, you know, we always it's weird when you hear the majority having to be forced to be the minority.
The 708 says, "Boy, us heterosexuals sure have it rough."
That's exactly what it is, right? Though. That's
it's tough out there for a heterosexual.
We see that you know, play out quite often here in these days and times where the majority being forced to be the minority in a moment, there's that level of discomfort that you're in a fight or flight kind of stage, and she chose to run.
I don't know. It sounds to me like they just don't like her. And she's grabbing onto that to try to smear everybody.
This from the 773, forget the 98%. The I was very vocal about being straight thing raises eyebrows.
Were you vocal about being straight?
I don't know about y'all, but tonight I'm going out and getting some.
I don't know what you're getting. Right, exactly. I'm telling you, I'm getting the big high heart.
Like, do ladies talk like, do ladies engage in locker room talk the way men do?
They can just grab him by the...
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Does it go down like that? Does Brittany Griner just scream out, hey, I'm going out there and I'm grabbing people by the...
I can just take some when I want it. Right.
Yeah. She's on a bus with Billy Bush. Now I'm envisioning Rambling Grimace. Get on it. Yeah. Brittany Griner, Billy Bush, right now.
This is the texter.
Uh-huh.
Do we need milk? Can you get some? I'm stuck in traffic. Crap day.
Well,
I can't get you milk.
When is milk that necessary, though?
I don't know.
Like, how much cereal are you really eating as an adult?
Caller 6, contest line 312-591-6700 for a 4-pack of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show, February 24th through 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Swing into spring. Visit ChicagoGolfShow.com for more information. Before 6 o'clock, we're going to give away the $675 value high roller seat of the 2017 Charity Poker Championship. If you haven't gotten your seat yet, do so. OneStepCamp.org. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. The only way this thing works in L.A. is if Magic Johnson doesn't touch the basketball roster. He's a star. He's a name. But he's not a scout, GM, or capologist. Too many former players think they can just jump on the sidelines and win. You know, Magic tried that once upon a time, too. Too many think that just with name recognition, they can build a team. Hi, Isaiah. Hi, Phil. But this job takes work and hours and savvy and brains and a few greats put it all together like Jerry West. But many more flame out badly. If Magic wants to make this work with the Lakers, he puts a GM in place that he trusts and then let him do his thing. Because if Magic thinks he's going to throw no-look bounce passes in building a champion, the Lakers are going to look like the Knicks. Dead men walking. I'm DA.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few. Plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get up to 100 megabits per second internet for $39.99 a month with a two-year agreement. Visit WOWWay.com today. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email.
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
Doubt. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Swing into spring with Bernstein and Goff from 1 to 6, live from the Chicago Golf Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Come check out the show and grab some score swag. For info, visit cbschicago.com/events. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves have great promo games left, including Bobblehead, Superhero, and American Girl Days. Tickets start at $11. In the NHL, the Blackhawks trail the Wild by 7 points. Tonight they play at Minnesota. Corey Crawford likely getting the start in net. The Wild, pretty hot at home, have won 4 of their last 5. In the NBA, the Bulls are off until Friday because of the All-Star break. That's when they host Phoenix. Elsewhere, the Lakers have fired GM Mitch Kupchak and Executive VP Jim Buss. Magic Johnson has been named President of Basketball Operations, and reports have Johnson looking at agent Rob Pelinka to become GM. Pelinka is Kobe Bryant's agent and president of Landmark Sports Agency. In baseball, Miguel Montero, Joe Maddon, they worked out all their issues from last year.
We had a good time. Miggy picked out a place way up in Scottsdale, a little Andreoli's Grocer Market. Reeked of Hazleton, you know, back home, and loved it. real Italian dude running the place, and the ravioli was spectacular.
Well, Andreoli is about to become the most popular restaurant in Arizona. Our first spring broadcast is Sunday when the Cubs take on the Indians at 1:55. The White Sox face the Dodgers Saturday afternoon at Camelback Ranch. Charlie Tilson is down for 10 days with a stress reaction in his right foot. And one NFL note, the Bears. They have actively started seeking a trade partner for quarterback Jay Cutler. That's per NFL reporter Jeff Darlington. The Chicago Steel take the ice on Friday and Saturday nights at the Fox Valley Ice Arena in Geneva. Affordable family fun entertainment starting at $10. Visit ChicagoSteelHockeyTeam.com for tickets. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Pep Boys. For almost 100 years, Pep Boys has helped people get the most out of their cars. Hurry in and celebrate the do-it-yourself spirit with 25% off assorted parts and accessories, plus special savings on select Michelin and BF Goodrich tires during Pep Boys Founders Day sales event.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
Oh,
it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
All right, tonight, there's no NBA basketball, of course, and there's nothing really on the college basketball scene that I want to check out tonight. Is there? Why'd you do that?
No.
Why'd you do that?
You give your opinions.
Is there a Northwestern game that I don't know about? Is that what your face is about?
Well, it's my turn. I'll talk about what I'm watching. How about that?
All right. I'll be watching the Blackhawks in the Wild, and before you hit the laughter button, the fact that the Wild have been, you know, what they have against the Blackhawks in the last nine games, so I believe it's 8-0-1 in the last nine times they've seen the Blackhawks. I want to check that whole thing out. I haven't got a lot of Blackhawks over the last couple of weeks anyway, so I'll be hanging out with the Chicago Blackhawks and the Minnesota Wild.
7 o'clock on BTN, you will see the Northwestern Wildcats in Champaign trying to avenge their earlier loss in Evanston, the faceplant that they had at Welsh Ryan Arena. They're going to go up against, what's the guy's name?
Yeah, there it is.
Robert Finke?
Stinky Finke.
What's his name?
Malcolm Hill and Robert Finke.
Michael Finke?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The big, tall, weird-looking guy, whatever he is.
He's a lot taller than I thought he was. I thought he was around 6'7" or something like
6'10",
that.
No, 6'10", and pretty athletic. You're not a bad player. Mm-hmm. But this is a game you got to win if you don't want to fall on your face here. You got Scotty Lindsey back, and I know they had just kind of figured out.
And you got Rutgers, too. That made you feel really good about yourself.
Did you see Doug Collins? Dude. That poor man.
He's still that way. He's just vibrating at all
times. Don't come to games. How was he when his kid played? Like, was he like that at Duke games? At Glenbrook North games? Was he doing the same thing?
Oh, Windex.
I mean, come on. And I know it's hard to watch your kid coach, and he's living every parent's sports nightmare right now, Doug Collins. Because he's proud of his kid, but he's still torturing himself. Like, is there nothing you can do?
He drops to one knee at the
end
of the game.
You've got no control.
The camera shows him.
He's just, and you don't want to bigfoot him, but you are by being there and everybody's looking at you. And it's just put a movie on. You'll get the final score. Someone will text you. So I'll tell you what happened. Don't torture yourself. Don't torture him.
Don't go to the game.
Don't go to the game.
Saying.
Doug.
Don't support your kid.
Just, no, it's
stop supporting your kid, Doug Collins.
Support your kid and take care of your own good health.
Did you see what happened?
Your support
Bob
would
Huggins
be to leave.
Night?
Yeah, I thought it was like the
Hank Gavish, right?
Or Red Fox. I mean, that looked like the
first time Bob Huggins and Red Fox.
Fred Sanford. I mean, that's what like, his point.
Yeah,
big
he went
one.
To a knee. Yeah.
Yep. John McSherry, I mean, it looked really bad. I mean, I guess it was a defibrillator issue that kicked in to check.
99% of the men his age have that problem. Like,
I thought you say they're all lesbians. Getting back to Candace Wiggins.
Yeah, Candace Wiggins believes that 98% of the men who are over 45 are lesbians.
And with defibrillators.
And look like Mike Martz.
Why can't I watch Northwestern without you judging me?
Do your thing. Do your thing. All right. The basketball is productive and beneficial.
What does that mean? What are you talking about?
It's not
productive.
They get wins. Okay. It's just not very entertaining to me.
Okay.
Can I be that?
It's a big year, though.
I know what you're saying.
I just kind of wanted to.
Like, it's how I feel about Virginia basketball. They're ranked.
Boring as hell. They're just boring. That's a, that product just makes you.
All right.
Red Western isn't that boring.
Well. And shout out to Jimmy Phillips and Chris Collins and VJ Singh. Or, no, that's the Northwestern, the Notre Dame kid. That's VJ Peachum.
Singh?
What are you doing?
But Sandler,
big Fijian.
Right, right, exactly. I'm not there.
I thought you were talking about Sanjay Lumpkin and calling him VJ Singh.
Hey, but you know what? When they go to the tournament, I will put on my
lose to Drexel.
Right, you gotta get in there quickly.
Right.
I will put on my Under Armour long sleeve Northwestern polo that I received from Northwestern Athletics not too long ago when I returned, and I will be cheering my ass off.
I think
for
it's
him.
A fun story.
It is. The story's better
fan.
Than the ball.
I'm telling you, I know what you mean. Because college ball generally sucks. College basketball kind of sucks.
It does, but there's different levels of sucking.
Oh, look at you.
I watch it, though. Like, I'll wake up tomorrow morning, and instead of The Wire, watching four episodes of The Wire at 3 in the morning, I watch it.
Man.
And Illinois is the counterpart, too. Like, Illinois is trash.
Yeah,
like, Illinois fans don't even want to watch Illinois basketball. Like, I'm in this for the entertainment. Nighttime is for entertainment. The morning is for work for me. And I want to be entertained tonight. So, damn it, if a man wants to be called Muhammad Ali. No, if I want to watch the Minnesota Wild and the Chicago Blackhawks.
That's good stuff.
It's
a big game. It's a measuring stick. It's a statement game.
Right.
It's finding out where you stand.
It's the brawl for it all or something like that.
All right, after a brief timeout, this is a big prize. A $675 value, a high roller seat in the 2017 Charity Poker Championships. You're going to be there with the players. I know at least one person at that table has won $600,000 at the World Series of Poker. So that's
and afterwards we'll find out what our producers want to watch as well.
Oh, we still care? I forgot.
See?
Sorry, my
that
bad.
That is the kind of stuff that's how uprisings start.
I had to make a joke for covering the for the fact that I forgot.
No problem. All it's right. The Bernstein and Gall
no,
show.
No, what are we watching?
No. They don't want to do it now.
No, it doesn't take long.
All right, what are you guys watching tonight?
We allowed to talk now?
Oh, yes.
Our names aren't on the show,
yeah,
so I'm just verifying here.
Yeah, you get special extra time added for injury time because
pity
of the Chuck Wasserstrom interview.
Now let's go over the scripts Dan prepared for us.
All right, Dan said to watch this.
Did you hear the shot?
I don't think they heard
the veiled Chuck Wasserstrom booking shot.
That sniper, right.
Sniper got him.
Yeah, that nice and short there.
Cole City brains all over the studio.
Yeah,
wasn't veiled.
Not much in the studio.
Jesus, what's going
good
on?
Lord,
now Tanny's coming after
tag
people.
Team off the ropes.
Right, yeah,
he's putting Sharon Pinazzo into it.
Real Sports Bryant Gumbel tonight. There is a sit down with Joe Madden. So just a heads up on that part.
That should
okay.
be entertaining.
Don't know what new is going to come of that, mm-hmm. but usually Brian Gumbel gets at
It'll
least
be him eating with Miguel Montero,
probably at an Italian restaurant
in Salazzo
in Northern Scottsdale. Right. So there's that on the lookout. Tosh new tonight as well.
All right, cool.
It's a DVR night tonight. John Taffer is back. Season 5 of Bar Rescue started up again on Sunday night.
Why do you treat people like crap, you piece of crap?
And if you don't know what Bar Rescue is, he rescues bars.
There it is. Thank you, Tanny. That's how Xfinity explains
nice,
it.
Nice Norm MacDonald finish on that one. Well done.
Oh, Lord.
All right, when we come back, we'll do this giveaway and talk things. Stuff, people, sports.
What's wrong? Bernstein's broken. It's a Bernstein and Goff show right here on The Score.
What just happened was an unbelievable disaster.
Friday night, join The Score's hockey expert Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawk Nick Schmaltz from 7 to 8:30 at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn. Get an autograph from Nick and enter to win Blackhawks tickets. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. It's a Hall of Fame weekend at the Chicago Golf Show, presented by French Lick Resort, featuring baseball Hall of Famers and golf lovers Tim Raines and Ryne Sandberg. These days, Raines and Rhino have traded their legendary bats for golf clubs. The Chicago Golf Show is February 24th through the 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Everyone gets a free round of golf, courtesy of Golf Visions. Get incredible deals on clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. Hit the latest club
clubs and learn about custom fitting. Take a free lesson from an Illinois PGA pro. Check out hundreds of golf destinations. Introduce the kids to the game of a lifetime. February 24th through the 26th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Come check out Hall of Famers Tim Raines and Ryan Sandberg and get free golf. The original, the biggest, the best. The Chicago Golf Show. For tickets, go to ChicagoGolfShow.com.
11th is Veterans Day, but David thinks veterans deserve more than just one day a year to be honored and celebrated. He observes Veterans Day every day and encourages you to do the same. David thanks every veteran he meets for their service to our country and offers them a $400 closing cost credit when they refinance or purchase a home with his team. David thanks homeless veterans by entering the one borrower per household into the Rags of Honor Shirt of the Month Club, which is a custom silk screen and apparel company devoted to hiring homeless veterans for 6 months when their loan closes. If you want to work with a lender who supports and, more importantly, respects veterans, call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of SCORE listeners. He can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358 and MLS 19186.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
You know, and right now is a great opportunity for you to save lots of money and get yourself a brand new mattress at Mattress Firm's President's Day sale.
It's been held over. That's right. You think, wait, what? It's been held over through Sunday. You can save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands, Stearns & Foster, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and more through Sunday. Save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets.
And you can buy now and save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses before prices go up February 28th. And they have queen sets, Dan, for as low as $179.99, something for every budget.
Check out the adjustable base. I can't tell you enough the difference that it makes, the ease with which you can reconfigure your mattress into whatever permutation makes you the most comfortable at any point. Just go in, talk to one of the sleep professionals at Mattress Firm about the way you sleep, what your habits are, what you do, and they can help you figure it out.
You can even reconfigure your body with the adjustable base.
I'd like to do that.
So you should do that more often. Also, when you're in there at Mattress Firm, ask them about their lowest price guarantee. They're not going to be undersold. And then ask about their sleep happy guarantee. They truly do want you to be satisfied, not only at the point of sale, but years and years down the road sleeping on this brand new mattress. Go to mattressfirm.com, find a location nearest you, and take advantage of the President's Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio.
Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I hear the people talk.
Our transition is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now through February 28th, they're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell. And it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today. Or visit driveantioch.com. And also, you've been waiting for this. Now is your chance. Caller 13. Caller number 13 to the Scores Contest line. 312-591-6700 wins a coveted high roller seat to play at our charity poker championship that benefits One Step programs via Children's Oncology Services. It is Thursday at the Montgomery Club in downtown Chicago. You want more information and you want to make sure that you don't miss out on your poker seat, on your spectator seat. We are going to be closing the online registration relatively soon. So if you've been planning on doing this, don't wait. I urge you. Maybe you're in your car now. The moment you get home, don't forget, go to onestepcamp.org and sign up. Joe Ostrowski
Joe.
Is here.
Hello. What's up, fellas, for a full half hour.
Yeah, hanging out with the peeps for a little bit tonight. What do you got?
Well, that's a fair question.
It was too long a question, Jason.
I feel comfortable answering on my own behalf.
Dude.
That was a very long question.
Never experienced anything like that before. Like, and I've done some.
Well, I heard you guys were having them on. I was like, okay, I'm looking forward to hearing that.
I've done some awful interviews. I'm awful. I've hosted with awful people before. I've never, ever in my life felt like that. We got to go.
It's the bit.
Thank you, man. Like, yeah, it felt like somebody was putting on. Like, all right. He hung up the phone. Was like, oh, I got those guys. Did you hear it? Like, it felt awkward as hell.
I don't throw stuff. That's not. But when you're turning, I felt like going down and having a smoke afterwards just to complete it. You know?
Having Mitch block people off the elevator so you can get down there quickly.
True story.
Yeah. Story. No, not here. This is an express elevator.
So you do the express dial smoke evader.
You get two puffs in and you get back upstairs and do another thrilling segment of radio.
Felt like it. You know, throw a bunch of stuff, knock my chair over.
Yeah, man. It was just. And if you didn't hear it, you can go back to the 2 o'clock hour of the podcast. And
it is worth it. That's what I did.
Don't do that to people, Joe. Really?
Was that worse than Mike Bibby? Because that's what I kept thinking of.
Different
Joe. Kind of, just somebody refusing to answer a question.
Yeah, Mike Bibby couldn't talk.
Right. Mike Bibby, or he couldn't comprehend the question, nor could he talk.
Your pick. You choose your own ending with either that one.
Choose your own adventure. Right. Your code name is Jonah. Right. Mike Bibby.
Nah, that was something. And we had Tim Anderson last month, so.
Yeah. Oh, that was rough?
Yeah, one really? A month I get, oh.
I just
Joe. Joe.
Yeah, nice kid.
Yo, sweetheart. And even at the end, I was like, all right, next time I'm going to have to get some drinks in you so you can loosen up a little bit. And he laughed and said, yeah, man, my kid's right here next to me. I'm like, I didn't think we were asking some of the, like, you know, these inflammatory questions. Like, we're sitting there asking him about
his kid.
I don't know. He's got an infant.
So it doesn't
little
really
girl.
Matter.
Yeah, exactly. So
maybe he was at Water Tower Place with the, and so you're just inundated with people. You hear the story that Jason was
take a baby out and the ladies love the babies.
Yes.
You take a baby out and people are like, yeah, go off, but their guard is down because they know that you can't hit on them because you're a dad. I'm like,
they don't know he's the dad.
Yeah, and they don't know my relation to this kid.
Uncle.
You know, right. I could be, you know,
godparent.
Right. My lady could be not on this earth anymore, you know? Like,
yeah, that's always a great pickup. Yeah, she died in childbirth.
Right. You want to come over for tacos?
Shut it down!
I'm going to hell for
but
all
it,
this.
It also does get weird.
Might as well have fun.
We gotta be tacos.
I don't know, Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, right?
Gotta have some tacos. All right, Joe Strauss is gonna be hanging out with you for about 30 minutes or so. Dan Bernstein will be watching bad basketball tonight.
Hey, sorry.
I'll be watching hockey. And the fellas on the other side of the glass, they do count. Because I treasure them, not like Dan Bernstein.
All right, thanks to Matt Miller, Chuck Wasserstrom, Joel Myers. We thank our video director, Brian Gertz.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Yeah! Yeah, Alex, getting funky with it.
Our EP, Nick Shepkowski.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to start wheezy because the F is for finisher.
So perfect.
So now, what awesome. Lyric is that that's quoting Harry Belafonte?
Well, that's from the sample actually is Harry Belafonte, but that is a Lil Wayne song with Corey Guns, Peter Guns' son.
That's from the Banana Boat song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ben Vereen sang that song.
In the Wiz.
Right.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Panda, 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 panda.
Jesus. Now that one I know. That's Migos, right?
No!
Isn't it?
Come on!
No? Who is it?
No.
Who is it?
It's Designer with two eyes.
Designer?
Yes. Oh, he's your guy too, by the way.
Why is he gotta be my guy?
Did you see his Funk Flex freestyle, Jason?
Oh, yes. Dude, yes, it is. It is.
Why is Designer
is either, yelling?
Is either embarrassing or genius. That I characterize.
Why is he my guy?
You would love him.
Really?
He just fits in bursts of emotion, and he's a little...
Like Cool Keith crazy?
No. Cool Keith was like a semi-genius.
Yeah, but Designer's also like just a schizophrenic,
right? Yeah, yeah. And he talked about it in his music, but Designer's... Woo, doggies. Like, he just bursts out into random... Designer is the Terry Bores of rap. He bursts out into random noises all the time. Like, he just... Well, he's not always happy to be there.
Like dancehall reggae toaster Tyga?
No. You just got to get yourself some Designer in your system. And you don't understand a word he's saying, by the way. Which is common for these young rap...
I don't understand
these days. Right, exactly.
All pops and buzzes
to me, kid.
All right, did I mention Gertch? I think I did. I think I got everybody, and we'll be back tomorrow. We got stuff.
Yeah.
Joe Ostrowski next.
For the first time in almost 100 years, this pro team has an official mascot, a bear named Clark. Bob.
Cubbies.
Right.
We're done here.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy electrical supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 10% every day. Save up to 10% on wiring devices, breakers, and boxes when you buy in bulk. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy. As peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Knaus Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes. So be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1960, Jimi Hendrix made his stage debut at a Seattle high school. I
Iconic Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain was born this week in 1967. This week in 1973, the Byrds made their final live appearance. This week in 1976, the Eagles' Greatest Hits became the first album to be certified platinum by the RIAA, selling 1 million copies. CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials.
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
Is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS.